Report 2. U.S. Flag. An official website of the United States government. United States Department of Justice. Thank you for submitting a report to the Civil Rights Division. Report successfully submitted. Please save your record number for tracking. If you want a copy of this report for your personal records, save or print a copy of this page. Paper. Your record number is 29887-BPW. 1. What to expect? We review your report. Our specialists in the Civil Rights Division carefully read every report to identify civil rights violations, spot trends, and determine if we have authority to help with your report. 2. Our specialists determine the next step. We may decide to open an investigation or take some other action within the legal authority of the Justice Department. Collect more information before we can look into your report. Recommend another government agency that can properly look into your report. If so, we'll let you know. In some cases, we may determine that we don't have legal authority to handle your report and will recommend that you seek help from a private lawyer or local legal aid organization. 3. When possible, we will follow up with you. We do our best to let you know about the outcome of our review. However, we may not always be able to provide you with updates, because we're actively working on an investigation or case related to your report. We're receiving and actively reviewing many requests at the same time. If we are able to respond, we will contact you using the contact information you provided in this report. Depending on the type of report, response times can vary. If you need to reach us about your report, please refer to your report number when contacting us. This is how we keep track of your submission. 1. What you can do next. Contact local legal aid organizations or lawyer if you haven't already. Legal aid offices or members of lawyer associations in your state may be able to help you with your issue. American Bar Association, visit www.findlegalhelp.org or call 800-285-2221. Legal Service Corporation or legal aid offices, visit www.lsc.gov/fin-legal-aid or call 202-295-1500. 2. Get help immediately if you are in danger. If you reported an incident where you or someone else has experienced or is still experiencing physical harm or violence, or are in immediate danger, please call 911 and contact the police. Your submission. Contact your name. James Driscoll. Email address. civilrights-justice.gov@realapuman.net. Phone number 9,097,638,481. Address 3260 Grande Vista, San Bernardino, California 92405. Are you now or have ever been an active duty service member? No. Primary concern. What is your primary reason for contacting the Civil Rights Division? Something else happened. Does your situation involve physical harm or threats of violence? Yes. Location. Where did this happen? Location name. San Bernardino County District Attorney's Office - Hate Embedded Work Environment. Address. 303 W 3rd Street. - San Bernardino, California. Personal characteristics. Do you believe any of these personal characteristics influenced why you were treated this way? Disability, including temporary or recovery. Sexual orientation. Other reason. Date. When did this happen? 7/24/2020. Personal description. In your own words, describe what happened. This report is addendum content submitted for report ID 29851-GBD. Let us place that previous report into reference here in audio spoken voice narrative. Audio. 8:01 playtime. http://webdomains.realapuman.net/justice.gov/justice.gov-submit-a-civil-rights-complaint-report-29851-gbd.org. Let me first clarify the matters that there is a working hidden agenda focus of a hate conspiracy involved and active here has only been able to shed some truth factor light onto these matters since the publication of a NIH, Gov National Institutes of Health Research findings paper on an underlying foundational cause activity. Condition known as hashtag gangstalking. https://u.ncbi.nlm.ni/gov/pmc/article/pmc717813/4/. Int J. Environ Res. Public Health. 2020 April. 17, 7, 2506. Published online 2020 April 6. DOI 10.3390/IGERF17070506. PMC ID PMC7178134. PM ID 32268595. The Phenomenology of Group Stalking, Gang-Stalking, a Content. Analysis of Subjective Experiences. Lorraine Sheridan, 1, asterisk David V. James, 2 and Jaden Roth, 1. Abstract. Epidemiological data suggest that as many as 0.66% of adult women and 0.17% of adult men in the Western world may suffer the subjective experience of being group-stalked, gang-stalked, at some point in their lives. Yet the gang-stalking experience has been subject to little scientific study. This paper reports an attempt to elicit the core phenomena involved in gang-stalking by allowing them to emerge de novo through the qualitative analysis of accounts of individuals who describe being gang-stalked. 50 descriptions of gang-stalking that satisfied study inclusion criteria were identified from the internet and subjected to content analysis. 3. Results. 3.1. Length of stalking. None of the writers of the narratives described their experiences as having ended. All 50 authors stated or implied that they had been gang stalked for lengthy periods of time, e.g., one mentioned being seen by 7 psychologists during the period of being targeted, another described having been targeted whilst living in 3 different countries. The shortest case was described as having begun in the last few months, and the longest as continuing for more than 22 years. Dash. I have been an ongoing and never-ending targeted individual of hashtag gangstalking for over 15 years, started in Oakland, California, 2005, and have no community voice to address these concerns. The keyword, police, has 20 references within this document. Presentation 1. http://webdomains.realapuman.net/humana.com/q-important-public-affairs-community-address-national-policy-association-policy-social-media-blocking-stop-gangstalking1.png. QR code URL. http://qrco.de/bbud. Presentation 2. Written page/spoken voice narrative. 1 hour 10 minutes 32 seconds. http://webdomains.realapuman.net/sb/county.org/email/gmail-surfax-transmission-successful-to-my-chi-social-copper-urgent-percent-20-processing-1-909-382-7774-ONCEP-12-20-0-3-6am.html. Rather revealing -truthfinder reporting of the main telephone hash of the SB County DA's office. https://u.truthfinder.com/dashboard/report/9093823800. Title. Sean King. Racist, bigoted, Deputy DA Michael Selyam must be fired. Black America Web. Title. Re. Marxism, California prosecutor called Maxine Waters a loud mouthed C-word in the ghetto. His new boss calls it salty language. Please open and receive the entire presentation of the details affixed to the San Bernardino County DA's office - and Mike, iSocial Cop. Byers, Director of Public Affairs Official -. Mr. Burrs violates my rights through all of these weeks into months. He never followed through with his job interface duty onto my citizen needs. http://persons.fuckeduphuman.net/timothy.pete/princess/q-san%20bernardino%20county%20superior%20court%20-%20judge%20wilfred%20john%20schneider%20junior%20-%20story%20plight%20from%20hate.png. http://persons.fuckeduphuman.net/timothy.pete Princess/screenshots-memma/screenshot%20%5b%21%28%21%20court%20%20review%20these%20matters%20%5d.png. http://persons.fuckeduphuman.net/timothy.pete. Princess/screenshots-memma/screenshot%20%5b%20ohis%20ohs%20olegal%20-%20this%20is%20must%20disturbing%20%20no%20i%20have%20the%20truth%20%5d.png. U.S. Department of Justice. Civil Rights Division. Contact. Mail. U.S. Department of Justice. Civil Rights Division. 950 Pennsylvania Avenue, NW. Washington, D.C. 20530-0001. Phone. 202-514-3847.